Councillor Kim McNerney.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I'd like to thank the leader for his answer. I think residents in our part of the borough for a long time have been wishing for a brand new shopping centre at the Ellerton Castle, and a lot of them think that that's what they were promised and that's what they're going to get. We now hear rumours that what they're actually going to do is just re-skin it and just put a glass front on one side of it and then move the tenants over and then do a glass front on the other side. And then we hear, actually, they're just going to paint it blue in the summer. What confidence can you give us that we'll actually get a brand new shopping centre at the Elephant and Castle?
I can give him the confidence that we're absolutely committed to seeing that, well, to seeing the shopping centre improve Elephant and Castle. And we've had some really constructive meetings with Lendlease and St Modwin in the last few weeks, and Councillor Colley and other officers involved with that. We're not in, as he will well know, we're not in a good period for retail at the moment, retail development. That's what all the developers are telling us at the moment. And what we have the potential, I think, at the moment is something which, to all intents and purposes, is a brand new shopping centre at the Elephant and Castle at a much earlier stage than we were looking at just 9 months ago. And some really exciting proposals to create a shopping facility which is unrecognisable from what we have there, which enhances the area and which I think will be a real driver for the regeneration. I know that people right across London will not believe that there has been regeneration of the Elephant Castle whilst the current shopping centre exists in its current fashion and current shape, with the Elephant sitting on top, no real change there. So it's absolutely essential, it's at the heart of what we want to do. I give an absolute commitment that we will see a major change there, and I hope that we'll see it much sooner rather than later. And I think the very positive discussions which are now going on between the Council and St Modwin, between the Council and then Lendlease, and St Modwin, all go well for that.